Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.
Earlier in Drive Time, we spoke about the intimidating protest yesterday to Siobhan O'Donoghue from the Hope and Courage Collective. Siobhan said that authorities here need to put more pressure on social media companies to better enforce their own policies and to change their algorithms. Well, Commissioner Mann has been in touch with the following statement. Commissioner Mann will be enforcing new obligations on social media companies to reduce harmful and illegal content on their platforms. Commissioner Mann will have enforcement powers under the EU's Digital Services Act from February next year, and will also be consulting on a binding online safety code for video sharing platforms later in the autumn. Now, Dublin Simon Community has released details of its annual impact report for 2022, revealing an 18% increase in the number of people living in long-term forever accommodation provided by the charity. However, the number of people supported overall reduced by 17%. Well, joining us now to discuss this is Dublin Simon Community CEO Catherine Kenny. Catherine, you're welcome to the programme. This report for 2022, I suppose it really highlights the challenges of operating in a year when the country was emerging from the pandemic and then we had the cost of living crisis. How challenging was it for people who were really struggling already to maintain a roof over their heads?
It was significantly challenging for people. You saw some of the supports that were put in place for people during the COVID pandemic were removed. And then, as you highlight, the impact of the cost of living crisis put pressure on people. The lack of private rented accommodation also decreased the opportunities for people who were in homeless situations to move out of homeless situations, thereby reducing the move through services. So when people were finished their treatment or they were ready to move into independent accommodation, they were finding that they were competing with 10 to 100 people for one unit of accommodation, and they were disadvantaged, and their own capacity to compete in that market wasn't ideal, so therefore people are spending much longer in our services as a result.
So your report highlights a 17% decrease in people supported over the previous year. What caused that decrease?
That is because when people, as I said, were finished in their treatment services, there's nowhere for them to go. So therefore the system backed up, so the people were spending longer in a homeless accommodation, which was negatively impacting their physical and their mental health, and creating situational issues where they would ideally have moved out of homelessness much quicker, which would have facilitated us working with more people and putting people through the programmes we provide, moving them into supported and independent accommodation.
Dublin Simon currently has a number of key construction projects underway. I know one of them is focused on delivering one-bedroom units for people experiencing homelessness. Is there a big problem with that sort of accommodation?
Certainly, in terms of single accommodation, single homeless people are the consistently rising group of people experiencing homelessness. And you do find that the provision of one bed accommodation is significantly less than 2, 3 and 4 bed accommodation. Therefore, there's less opportunity for that growing population to move out. We're a niche approved housing body. We're not interested in becoming a general approved housing body. And we're particularly looking to create solutions for those who are most disadvantaged in moving out of homelessness. And one of those cohorts is certainly the single individual. So we're working to deliver. We have 3 sites in progress, and we've got a further pipeline coming up that will provide long-term housing to people and will add to the over 1,000 people living in our long-term housing.
And that one-bed problem that we've seen, is that partly linked, do you think, to the end of bedsits and the ban on bedsits that was put in?
I think certainly single people would have been very much the kind of prevalent cohort in bedsits. And whilst we support the increase of standards and the standard of accommodation, there was nothing put in place to replace the lack of bedsits then available to people in the closing down of bedsits. So we did find that those people who would have been accessing, there was no other housing options put in place to facilitate their needs and support them out of homeless situations and secure accommodation.
Just finally, Catherine, is it mostly men or women who are looking for those one bed accommodation, or is it a mixture?
It's most definitely a mixture of men and women. It is and it can be predominantly male, but we've seen an increasing percentage of women coming into that bracket.
Really? Okay. Well, listen, it's very interesting to speak to you. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Dublin Simon Community CEO Catherine Kenny.
Now, an awful lot of texts into the programme to 51551, Sarah, since 4:30. On driving, some of the biggest problems on the roads are people scrolling on phones while driving, says Stephen. Tech addiction while driving is incredibly dangerous and much more widespread than drink or drug driving, but it's not being addressed, says Stephen. One more on driving. Australia cut their road debt total by about 40% by having an ad campaign to stop passengers getting into a car with a drunk driver, which seems fascinating. That was alluded to by Dennis Cusack as well.
We got lots of great texts throughout the show on names and unusual names and names that are making a comeback. One person says there were only three Fays registered in 1977. Three! I suppose in 1977 it would have been a very unusual name. This person said, I often thought I'd live to meet the other two. I'm fairly confident that my surname, which is also unfamiliar, means that I'm still the only person in Ireland with my Christian and surname. I don't want to read out my surname because I'm actually quite shy. Well, that's fair enough. We won't read out your surname. But three Fays, where are the other two Fays, I wonder, from 1977? Get in contact, 51551.